Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book, Bartender and Champagne.
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
And that toe tapping number goes out to Betty Jazz from Count Basie, actually from Cab Calloway. And the next request we have, this goes out to Eileen from Ducky. They split up, but after 10 minutes, they're back together again. This is Del Vikings, Is It Any Wonder?
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any wonder why my skies are so blue when I search the
number goes out to a couple of kids from New York who moved to Kentucky. This is from Tom to Sis. They both got married and they moved to Kentucky. What New Yorker moves to Kentucky? What's there, fried chicken? Here's a little of Roy Orbison. Goes out to Roseanne. Roseanne from 188th Street with her red-headed brother John.
Back home.
goes out to John the Redhead from 188th Street. Hiya, John. How you doing, buddy?
I've been a wild rover for many the years. I've spent all me money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold and great store. And I never will pay the wild rover no more. And if so, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more.
I went into an alehouse I used to frequent. I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such custom as yours I can have any day. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more.
I then took from my pocket 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She says, I have whiskey and the wine's of the best, and the words that you told me were only in jest. And it's no, nay, never.
What I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And when they've caressed me as oftentimes before, then I never will pay the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play.
Close our stroll down memory lane with a little tribute to Lady Elvira and the great Cuban-American people. You're under arrest. Sergeant, read this man his merengue warning.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Thank you.
I have to play you one clip from a comedian named Brian Regan. I'm just going to pick one of his selections. And he's a Florida boy. He's a clean comedian. You'll never hear a bad word out of his mouth. And he's really good. He's real creative.
I saw this documentary recently on whales. This guy has dedicated his life to telling you what the whales are saying. Wow. I don't know how you'd argue with him when he turns in his report. And he just throws it down there. Well, here's what the whales are saying. Okay, thanks, Charlie. He's looking back. Here's what the whales are saying. Yeah, Charlie figured it out. They show how he does it. He's out on a ship. He's got a pencil. And he deciphers the whale noises as he hears them. You know, he'll hear like... You know, he's like going, oh, okay. Oh, he's lonely. No, you're lonely. I'd like to do that for like 2 weeks and then turn around and find out that the door's squeaking behind you. I watched a lot of Flipper growing up. Flipper, he was something. Always saving people. Every show he'd go save some more. I'd save some people! For that, they would throw him a dead fish. Hey, thanks! Thanks for saving people. He was always doing that backwards dance, 3/4 out of the water. Man, that was cool. Imagine if you could do that? That'd impress some people at the public pool, you know? Hey, how y'all doing? Just skip across the top of the pool without getting your bathing suit wet and hop up on the other side. Hey, what's happening? And just grab a little towel, wipe off your feet. Yeah, it's a little colder than I thought. Wow, who's that guy? I thought, to be fair, they should have also had a bad dolphin, you know? Zipper! Big scar across his head. Out moving safety buoys around. Deal with that, Flipper! Out chewing tobacco. Ah, Zipper, surly. He is uncaring. How about that show, Gentle Ben? Do you remember that show? About a big friendly bear. There's a good thing to teach kids. Hey, bears are friendly. Go up and let them give you a big hug. Put some honey on your face. Let them lick it off. Bears love kids with honey on their heads. They love honeyhead kids. Hey, Gentle Ben, where's Bobby? Bobby. Ben's wearing Bobby's hat. I don't know where he is. He's picking his teeth. I think he scampered off that way. He was scampering. How do you grow up normal? Everything that happens to you is kind of weird, you know? Right when you're born, they tie your belly button up. That's got to be like a very bizarre first experience. You know, you come out, whoa, what is that? It doesn't come out like that, I guess. I always figured doctors have to tie that. I always wondered if doctors ever try to break their own records like those rodeo cowboys, you know? They can, like, pull you out and go, boom! 3.5 on a belly button wrap-up. That is a new state record. The baby's got his foot tied in there for the rest of the life. Bouncing around. I don't know what happened. I don't know the story. It's a story, and I don't know it. And you grow older, you start having your birthday party games. Pin the tail on the donkey. There's a good safe game for kids. What are adults thinking? Hey, we're having a whole bunch of kids over. Big party. We're going to blindfold one. Give them something sharp. Spin them around and let them go. Go, Bobby, with the pin. Just run amok. And like, poking it around. What are those noises? Those are puncture wounds, Bobby. Stop. We made a horrible error. Kid's running out the door. He missed the donkey and got my neck. He pinned the tail on my neck. Then there was musical chairs. That was a nice little anxiety attack for seven-year-olds. Only one kid can win. All the other kids are walking around going, elbowing their friends. That's fun. How was the party? It was horrible. I couldn't get a chair and I got a pin in my neck. Please don't make me go back. Please. You said that would be a happy house. Musical chairs. Do you remember the first time you saw the chairs lined up like that for that game? I don't know about you, but I counted the chairs. Hey, there's not enough chairs. There's not enough chairs for us. That's the whole point, Brian. There's never enough in life. You'll always be miserable.
Oh, that's not good.
There's no cake. There's no ice cream. Happy birthday. That's terrible.
Now we'll close with the Irishman's A Dilemma.
By the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the public is anxious for the quota to come. There's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. Well, a terrible place is a pub with no beer. The stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar, pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer when the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. The veranda for his master he waits, but the boss is inside drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover and he cringes in fear. But no place for a dog round a pub with no beer. Oh, Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, she says, "You're ready, me dear." Then he breaks down and he tells her that the pub's got no beer. Oh, she lonesome away from your kindred and all, where the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, as to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
Got a few minutes left. I'll pick out another tune. Okay. I think this is Rod Stewart.
Yeah. break away. After you're gone, to stay. Lonely nights that come, memories that flow, bringing you back again.
Just you know why you and I will by and by know true love way. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love way. Throughout the day, our true love way will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just
care, people. Long life to the next 100 years.